Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Ginugunita tuwing 27 ng Mayo hanggang 3 ng Hunyo ang National Reconciliation Week dito sa Australia. Ngayong 2026, ang tema ay all-in o ang panawagan sa bawat mamamayan na makibahagi, magnilay at makiisa sa pagkilala sa kasaysayan ng mga First Nations. Hatid ng SBS sa pangunguna ng NITV o National Indigenous Television ang iba't ibang palabas at kwento ng katutubong komunidad. Isa na dito ang makasaysayang dokumentaryo ukol sa buhay ng tanyag na aktor na si David Gulpilil.
17 years old David Gulpilil arrives in London en route to the Cannes Film Festival.
Mr. Gulpilil, for many people, was the first Aboriginal face on the silver screen.
Something more strong is holding me back.
It was a big star.
And the award goes to David Gulpilil.
Ipapalabas sa unang pagkakataon sa free-to-air television ang dokumentaryong Journey Home, David Gulpilil. Ang pelikulang ito na nagwagi ng Best Documentary sa 2026 AACTA Awards ay nagtatampok sa 4,500 kilometrong paglalakbay sa kabila ng napakaraming hamon upang tuparin ang huling kahilingan ng yumaong maalamat na Iolngu aktor. Layo nitong maihatid ang kanyang mga labi sa kanyang sariling lupain sa Gupulul, sa liblib na bahagi ng East Arnhem Land. Sa boses ng mga sikat na personalidad na sina Hugh Jackman at Baker Boy, ipinapakita sa dokumentaryo ang malalim na ugnayan ng pamilya, kultura at tradisyon ng mga katutubong Australiano.
The Warragowan is David's totem. This song line will accompany him.
Bukod sa Journey Home, magkakaroon din ng special na David Gulpilil Collection ng SBS kung saan ipapalabas ang kanyang mga klasikong pelikula tulad ng Storm Boy, The Tracker at Walkabout simula ngayong linggo. Bukod naman sa mga pelikula, tampok din ng special National Reconciliation Week episodes at NITV Originals gaya ng mga programang The Point, Racism is the New Black, Who Do You Think You Are? Aaron Pedersen at Living Black, Ursula Jovich, Swings and Roundabouts. Bahagi ito ng mas malawak na advokasya sa ilalim ng Elevate Reconciliation Action Plan 2022-2026 ng SBS na naglalayong ilapit ang kwento at kultura ng mga katutubo sa mas malawak at magkakaibang komunidad sa Australia kabilang na ang mga migrante. Sa naging panayam ng NITV Radio sa pangungunan ni Kerry Lee Barry, ibinahagi ni Karen Mundin, chair ng Reconciliation Australia, ang kahalagahan ng paggunita dito.
Thanks for joining us today on NITV Radio. Karen Mundin, CEO of Reconciliation Australia. Who's your mob? Where are you from?
Hey there, I'm Karen Mundin. I'm Bunjalung from Northern Rivers of New South Wales, from a community called Byugal, but I live and work now down on Gadigal country in Sydney.
And we're here today to talk about Reconciliation Week. And tell us about the theme this year, please, Karen, and what it means.
So our theme for National Reconciliation Week 2026 is All In. And really, it's just a call for all Australians to commit wholeheartedly to reconciliation every single day. I think it's one of those words, reconciliation, that gets used a lot. And what we're trying to say is, you know, you can't just sit on the sidelines, you can't just talk about this. Actually, if we want to see things happen, if we want to see the kind of change where Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, our ways of being, knowing and doing are at the centre of what it means to be Australian, then we actually all have to play a role and play a part. And that means getting off the sidelines, it means being all in for action and outcomes.
And Karen, what is the importance of the connection between Australia's multicultural communities and First Nations people?
I think one of the really interesting things is today, what it means to be Australian is so different from where we used to be. There's many more multicultural communities that make up the Australian identity. And one thing we've noticed in the work that we do, particularly when it comes to new migrants, they really want to know more about what the First Nations experience is, what it means to be Australian for First Nations peoples, and then what does that mean for them as they settle into this country? How do they pay respect? How do they engage with communities? And, you know, there's lots of similarities in both the way that we think about family, some of our experiences from their experiences back in their home countries. So there's lots of ways for us to connect. And I think if we're going to be truly a reconciled country in a modern Australia, then we actually have to think about how we're being inclusive and how we're engaging with communities that now call Australia home.
And for you, Karen, what does Reconciliation Week mean to you this and in every other year that's gone past? Yeah.
Well, apart from a lot of travelling around for National Reconciliation Week and getting to as many as events as I can, really it's an opportunity for all people, all Australians, all of our allies in this work to take stock of where we're at, to celebrate the opportunities and the milestones that we've marked. But it's also an opportunity for us to think about what more can we all be doing? What are the things that are still challenging us as individuals, as organisations, as communities? Where are the opportunities for us to create new dialogues, new conversations, new yarns about what it means to be Australian, but also how do we put First Nations peoples into the way that we think and do the systems that aren't working for us? Because if they aren't working for us, you can bet they're probably not working for a lot of multicultural communities and a lot of other communities as well. So how do we think about change? How do we think about the Australia we want to be? And then what are the things that each of us are going to do to get there?
Share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.